Thank you very much, Brant. Heck of a win for the Tigers tonight, and it got sparked in the first inning by Miss Amelia Leck. Had the at-bat, I think, of the season for the Tigers as she just missed a home run a couple pitches before, and then she blasts one to right center and gets a big two-run home run for the Tigers. Amelia, welcome in. War Eagle, take us through that at-bat as you saw a lot of pitches with two strikes.
War Eagle, I know that I was cheated a little bit with those strike calls. So down 0-2, I knew I had to protect. And I honestly didn't even realize how many pitches I had. I was so locked in. My head was down. I was just hunting that outside pitch. You know, we worked on that all week, so that's the pitch I was going for.
Well, and how hard is it, too, to come back just to stay locked in mentally when you just missed a home run? I mean, by literal inches to left field in a couple pitches before.
I thought she caught it, so I came back, and I was like, oh, man. And I was like, oh, she didn't catch it, so I didn't even realize it.
Big thing for Coach Dean today was talking about decision-making at the plate. What decisions were you trying to make in the pitches you were seeing early against Kayla Bieber, a very good pitcher?
I knew I wanted to stay out on the outer half because I knew that was a power spot for me all week in practice. You know, minimizing that inside pitch that she was getting called in the river, but really taking advantage of that outside pitch and not even worrying about the up pitch.
Well, Amelia, heck of a win. How does this game like this tonight spark confidence in this offense for the rest of the weekend?
Oh, of course. And, you know, this is my first experience of this rivalry, so this is so awesome for me to experience. And I'm just so excited to be here and I think we're going to have a really great weekend.
Let's come back to it again tomorrow. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers player of the game, Amelia Leck, as she hits her 11th home run of the year. Now joined by the Tigers winning pitcher, Miss Maddie Pinson. Maddie, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Maddie, I know it was an up and down ball game through the first six innings. You were in control, only gave up a couple hits. What was working for you early tonight against these Alabama hitters?
Just trying to work ahead with the speed, and then, of course, the rise ball and the changeup were effective. When I was able to get ahead late in the game, they kind of changed their game plan, started attacking early. So, you know, it was a little bit too late. Well, they scored some runs before we started mixing it up a little bit there for the first pitch, but we pulled out a win.
Yeah, but you were able to lock back in, and then you stayed with your team. What was the plan? Once they put up a couple of those runs for you to come in and close the door, you did that so well tonight.
Yeah, run support's always awesome to pitch with. Makes my life a lot easier. That way, if I do have a rough inning like that, it's not so big of a deal. We win as a team, we lose as a team, so I'm glad that we could get the team win today.
And it was just that, a team win, and it comes at the right time. You come back home to set the tone for the rest of this weekend. And how does a win like tonight propel you to get you ready for game 2 and 3?
Just focusing on the positives. Obviously, today was very positive. And coming out with kind of a similar game plan, you know, getting some runs on the board early, pitching well, doing defense well, and I think we'll be good to go.
Well, you've been in this rivalry before. You had to go to the Rhodes House last year. You got two big wins there. What was it like tonight to get this win at home in front of this crowd and to also play alongside teammates who knew nothing about this rivalry?
Yeah, it's always very special to play in this rivalry. It's always means a little bit more. The crowd was awesome today. They really provided the energy for us. And as for my teammates, you know, I hope that they get a taste of what it's really like.
Maddie, congratulations on this one. Looking forward to seeing the rest of the weekend. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers winning pitcher Maddie Pinta. Pinta tonight picks up her 14th win of the year. She went 7 innings, gave up 5 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, and had 9 strikeouts. We'll step aside for 2 minutes. When we come back, we'll chat with Tigers head coach Mickey Dean. Stay with us here on the Auburn Sports Network from PlayFly. Welcome back to Jamie Moore Field here on the Regions Bank postgame show. Tigers win it 4-3 in game 1 over Alabama. Welcome in Tigers head coach Mickey Dean, Coach War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Coach, first off, let's start early with the offense. You got runs across in the first, second, and third inning. How did you like the decision-making tonight? You were moving runners in all facets of the game.
Yeah, I think we did a great job. Our coaches did a great job of preparing them for what our kids were going to see tonight. And I think they were a little angry after the Ole Miss series and how that weekend went, and they were really locked in, and it showed tonight.
Well, in the circle, Maddie Pinta, through 6 innings, she was next to flawless. Let's focus on those first 6. What was working for her tonight, Coach?
Everything. I mean, it really was. You know, her rise ball, her drop ball, her changeup, it was all working.
Well, and in the seventh inning, faced a little adversity, but she found it when she needed it. What did she find? What were you working with her on in that seventh inning?
Just pitching again. Yeah. I think she and I both were trying to end the game too early.
Yeah.
You know, they were setting first pitch. Pinch hitters, we were trying to throw fastball to get ahead. Yeah. They were setting fastball. She was throwing a little bit too much weight. So, you know, we just had to come together.
Defensive play of the game, though, a couple innings before that 5-4-3 double play. What'd you think of that, Coach?
Sixth inning. It's big. It's big because, you know, it didn't work out. But in the seventh inning, we were facing the bottom of the lineup.
But your team, you found a way, you persevered against a really good team, and you set the tone for this weekend, Coach. And how big was it to get this win tonight in this atmosphere? Oh. Top 25 win to help that resume.
It's a game by game, pitch by pitch. You just can't get ahead of the horse. You saw in the seventh inning, even with my pitch calling, what happens when you put the cart in front of the horse. You gotta stay the course. So lesson learned.
Come back and do it again tomorrow, Coach. Appreciate it. War Eagle.
War Eagle.